This is Radio Catskill, your community radio station. We are here on a Friday, heading into the weekend. That's how Fridays go. Still got some sun on the shores of Lake Jefferson. Some clouds going back and forth. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight. And right now, for our last live interview of the day, we are checking in with Kalen Jocelyn. Lucky Dog Farm is where he's from, and he's also the president of the Calicoon Farmers Market. Kalen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good deal. So you've got Farmers Market coming up this Sunday in Calicoon Creek Park. We haven't talked to you since just before you got it going. You guys moved there earlier than usual due to the pandemic. How has it been going so far in the Calicoon Creek Park?
So far it's been a big learning process. We've had some mixed reviews about the operation of the market outdoors. Some of the difficulties in getting it going were having enough hands to help regulate the customers at the market and to help sort of enforce a lot of the safety measures in place since COVID-19. We've done a lot of it with volunteer work. So all the members of the board of directors are volunteers, and we've had some amazing community members step in to help us out. Like I said, it's been a learning curve. So far, I think that the general consensus with the customers is that it's pretty good and they feel safe coming to the market. We've had a lot of support from the town board, and in particular, the town supervisor, Stephen Lundgren. They seem very much to be for the market. And I think with that support in place, it allows all of us to provide a service to the community and for the community to have a place to feel normal.
Do you, how does this season compare to past seasons, although you're outdoors instead of indoors, but just in terms of people, like, has there been any uptick in the number of folks who are seeking fresh foods at this time of year?
Subjectively, from perception, I think the general consensus amongst the farmers and vendors is that their sales have been better. I don't know if that means that there's more people or not. We don't have years of data talking about attendance at the market, but we have been collecting it since we've been outside. For instance, last week we counted about 760 individuals that entered the market last week over a three-hour period. Mind you, we're only allowing 50 people in the park at a time. So I think that it's been good. I mean, our sales are up for sure, but I don't know if foot traffic is as high. It definitely doesn't feel like it because there's only 50 people in the park at a time, but people are buying more at a time. So,
well, this whole part of the ongoing conversation I've been having when I talk to different farmers or people that are part of the food supply chain is just this question of, you know, it seems to me, anecdotally, again, subjectively, that this entire crisis has shown a spotlight on issues such as food insecurity, but also where does the food come from, the safety of the food workers, and concerns about, you know, the quality of the food that people are getting. So I've been asking every farmer I talk to, and I'll ask you, are you seeing a difference in people's awareness of the entire food and farm process? Are people coming around to appreciating it more?
Yes, wholeheartedly, yes.
Great. So you say, like, you've got rules that you put in place to try to keep people safe during the pandemic time, only letting 50 people into the park at the time, being outdoors. How about the people? Do they appear to be doing what they should be doing outside of your rules? Are they following the social distancing guidelines? Are people wearing masks? Things like that.
For the most part, they are. Inside of the park, we've been working to try and create a more easier environment to sort of facilitate that social distancing. We've been working with the town supervisor to get a low spot in the park filled up so it's not wet, so that we can spread our vendors out more and push them closer to the river while still keeping the same number of customer attendees in the market. Along with the ushers, they've been pretty great at helping people and reminding them to kind of form neat and orderly lines. And at the start, Tennis Kalachek, one of the volunteers, was walking around with signs that just said 6 feet. And, you know, people seeing that in their face were constantly reminded and really taking it quite seriously.
Wow. Getting the message out there. Speaking of volunteers, you said there's people that are volunteering to help up. Do you still need volunteers? And if so, what do you need them for?
Yeah, we do need volunteers. The thing is that we need help with those ushers. At the very beginning, Kenneth Kalchuk and Greg Swartz from Will-O-Wisp Organic, along with Bobby Scott, she's a member of the board of directors at the Calatoon Farmers Market, they were volunteering their time every weekend to come out and either help set up the market before the vendors got there, and to sort of become ushers for the market. And they really kind of helped us put in place the organization that helped to make it so that we could keep having a safe market. We're really thankful to those guys. And then on the heels of them, we've had other individuals, market customers, and other friends of the community that have sort of stepped in to help, but they can't do it consistently. So we are looking for anybody who's willing to help on a random weekend or even consistently to just sort of walk through the market and, you know, help people to form lines and remind them, maybe if they're wearing their mask a little sloppily, that they have to keep it on. And then we would also like help managing the entrance to the park, which is just counting how many people have come in and then using a radio to communicate to another usher who would be at the exit of the park and letting them know that they can either send another person in or to wait before they let another person in.
Wow, it's a real operation, you know, just the logistics of how are you going to count and keep people in there. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in volunteering to help you out with that, how can they get more information? Where should they go? Who should they talk to?
Yeah, so if they really do want to get in touch and volunteer, they can just go ahead and write either to me, or they can send their information to info@calicoonfarmersmarket.org. And if they just want to get in touch with me directly, that's president@calicoonfarmersmarket.org.
Okay, president@calicoonfarmersmarket.org. And the other hat that you wear, you have Lucky Dog Farm. Can you tell me just a little bit about what you do there and how it's been going for you at your own farm?
Oh, yeah. At Lucky Dog Farm, we raise vegetables. We grow about 37 acres of vegetables every year.
Wow.
It's pretty much a family-run operation. I have three sisters and their significant others that work along with me. And then the original founder of the farm, Richard Giles, he's my business partner. And then his kids have been working along with us as too. It really is a family operation. Ever since the onset of COVID-19, we've been really diligent in adhering to CDC guidelines while handling our food. So every time that we're in the wash areas, we're wearing our face masks and gloves. They complain. Everybody kind of complains about having to do it, but we know that we have to. Mm. And so we just kind of push through. While we're outdoors, we're not wearing the masks. But it's been nice for us, just because even with all the regulations that have been put in place and travel restrictions that were first imposed, we've sort of been free to be doing what we do.
And how about, you know, pandemic's one thing, but something that's an unknown variable that you always have to deal with as a farmer is the weather. And it seems like this is a particularly cold spring with a slow start, especially if you're a produce farmer, you're growing vegetables. How have you and other farmers recovered from that slow start? Is that still impacting you at this point?
Some of the vegetables are behind. I can't speak for everybody just because we don't use a lot of greenhouses. All of our crops are outdoors. A lot of the guys who are using greenhouses will have their early starts regardless. And I think last season we also had a cool and slow start, but then it was also pretty wet. And then in June, the heat just kind of kicked on and stayed with us all season. I think that's what's happening right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. The weather is just one of those things.
And yeah, well, you wouldn't want to bet on it, but you know, maybe it's following
some
general patterns. But it was particularly cold, and that's not hurting you too much at this point.
I don't think so. You know, once we get to July, we've just got our hands full of everything. We've been planting all along. We had sort of a late frost that sort of burned a few things, but they're all coming back. And every year we're just learning better times to put food outside. So we haven't suffered yet, I don't think.
How many years have you been doing this?
I started Lucky Dog in 2002.
Wow.
Right out of high school.
Wow. So you're wrapping up your second decade doing this in
Yeah, I still feel like I don't know anything.
that's how much there is to learn, you know, in farming. There's always something.
Yeah. And, you know, so with my biggest thing as a farmer, though, with everything that's been taking place, not including the weather, economically, I'm curious to see what August and September look like for society as a whole. I'm just kind of worried about what steps leadership will take to ensure that that our community members have the financial resources that they need and that they can go ahead and start making their livings again. And if people have to go through these summer months and there's not a change to the way that we're handling COVID-19, I just worry that there's going to be a lot of people suffering.
You mean in terms of people not having that income, of people not having work, and that just damaging the economy?
Yeah.
Along those lines, we live in an area where the major industry is tourism. The two major industries are tourism and agriculture. And the farmers market's actually a place where that kind of intersects, because people come to the area, maybe they're seasonal residents, maybe they're year-round residents, maybe they're just visiting and vacationing. But typically, these are the months where our population greatly expands. And if people are concerned about gathering, maybe we're not going to see that expansion. I'm wondering, what are you thinking in terms of the farmers market? Do you think you're going to start seeing a lot more people, in which case you have to be more concerned about the social distancing rules? Or on the other hand, are you concerned that you're not going to see the same boost of people that you usually would in the warmer months?
Right. Those are two distinct questions. Number one, I think, actually, I'll speak on behalf of the board when I say that we're committed to safety first. And until we see clear statements and clear science from above, we're going to maintain the rules that we put in place at the park for the safety of our vendors and of our customers. And I know that a lot of our customers are aware of that. And so I think that with the solid customer base, even if we didn't have the influx of attendees at the market, that we would still do okay. And even if there is an influx of customers at the market, we'll have a system in place to allow them to filter through the market and maintain the social distancing that keeps everybody safe. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and just how do you feel like the people are going to come this summer? Is that just part of what you're wondering, whether or not that's going to happen like the rest of us?
Yeah, I think a lot of the people are already here. People just came a lot sooner.
Yeah, to get out of the city and the urban areas.
Get out of the city, yeah. And, you know, I know I've heard, you know, there were a lot of complaints at the beginning of this that local residents in Delaware County here where I live and even in Fulton County were complaining about all the additional people that were there, talking about seeing out-of-state license plates like New Jersey and such. But realistically, those same people are here every summer. It's just that now they're here sooner because they know that they can have the distancing that they need. And they have maybe a little more health security here than they do by being in the close quarter cities.
And their life may have been disrupted, whereas they don't even need to be there right now on top of not wanting to be there.
That's right.
That's another thing, too. Okay, well, we covered so many things. I appreciate that you took this much time to talk to us, especially on a Friday heading into the weekend. Website for Calicoon Farmers Market is calicoonfarmersmarket.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, place to go for more info is calicoonfarmersmarket.org. We've been talking with Kaylin Joslin, Lucky Dog Farm, and president of the Calicoon Farmers Market. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have a good one and good luck.
Same to you.
Okay, this is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and thank you to all of the guests who spoke with us today. That's just about it for the news. Remember, coming up, we've got the mixtape with Jason Tuga at its new time, 7 o'clock, coming up in just 6 minutes. So stay tuned for that right here on Radio Catskill. We're going to go back in for the last bit of All Things Considered right now, already in progress.
Noah Caldwell, NPR News, Washington.
Okay, America, we see your sourdough starters and your Duolingo sessions and your new cross-stitch hobby, and we raise you a doorway to imagination. That's what David North built.